This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Recently, I was honored to be asked by one of my grandsons and his fiancé to give a 5-minute talk before I prayed over the meal at their reception. They wanted me to elaborate on Colossians 3:12-17, the scripture read during their wedding ceremony. I read it over a few times and found myself focusing on a few words highlighted in these verses. The first word was chosen, found in verse 12, as God's chosen people. In my talk, I pointed out that God chose to create them as unique, special individuals, one of a kind. The psalmist declared, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." What a precious thought. Then God chose them to become His children. He chose their parents. He chose their church. He arranged for them to go to Christian schools. He confronted them and convinced them in many special ways that it would be wise for them to trust in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. When they made that decision, they became two of God's chosen people. Finally, God chose them for each other. From two different families, churches, communities, and circles of friends, He arranged for them to notice each other from all the other students at their college. He prompted them to get acquainted and show an interest in each other. Then feelings of love emerged. Jordan finally courageously asked, "Will you marry me?" And Jen eagerly responded, "Yes." All of these loose ends coming together were not a coincidence. God orchestrated it and led them to this point where both confidently declared, "I do." I believe it is evident they are God's chosen people, fearfully and wonderfully made one.